Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatvam jagyanam advayam
Brahmeti paramatmeti
Bhagavaniti shabdyate
Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatvam
yajgyanam advayam
Brahmeti paramatmeti
Bhagavaniti shabdyate
Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatvam
Yajgyanam advayam
Brahmeti paramatmeti
Bhagavaniti shabdyate
Brahma iti
known as Brahma
Paramatma iti
known as Paramatma
Bhagavan iti
known as Bhagavan
Shabdyate
It's so sounded
Translation Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth, call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan.
Vadanti tattva vidas tatyam jagyanam adyam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabda. So, the absolute truth is realized in three different features according to the capacity of realization of the person. Those who are trying to approach the absolute truth by exercise of the senses, they can reach up to the point of impersonal Brahma. Those who are searching out the absolute truth by meditation, by mystic yogic practices, they can realize the Paramatma feature of the Absolute Truth. And those who are engaged in devotional service, they realize the Absolute Truth as the Supreme Personality of God. Actually, we have to reach to the point of Personality of God, person. Before that, Brahma realization and Paramatma realization, that is partial realization of the Absolute Truth. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmana aham pratishtha. The impersonal Brahma is resting on Krishna. Just like the sun sign. Sun sign is very all-embracing, widely spread all over the universe, the sun sign. But the sun sign is resting on the sun glow. We see the sun glow localized. It is floating in one corner of this universal sky. But the sun sign is covering the whole universe. That does not mean the sun sign is more important than the sun glow. And if you can penetrate within the sun glow, then you will find there is sun god. That is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam vivasati yogam praktavan aham abhayam. Krishna says that this yoga system, bhakti yoga system, as they are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, it was first explained to the sun god, Vibhosya. The Shastra gives us the name of the predominating deity of the sun god, a sun glow. Just like any gentleman can know or give the name of your president, Mr. Nixon. He might not have seen, but he knows that the present president of USA is Mr. Nixon. Similarly, actually, those who are in knowledge, they know who are the predominating deities of the different planets. They know. And not to speak of others, Krishna, who can know better than him? Vedaham samititam. Krishna knows past, present and future. So he is saying that imam vivasati yogam praktavan aham abhayam. This imperishable yoga system, bhakti yoga, it is imperishable, abhayam. This very word is very significant. Bhakti yoga is imperishable. Other yoga system may be perishable, but bhakti yoga is not perishable. Whatever you execute in this life, bhakti yoga, that becomes your permanent asset. So that in the next life, you can begin from the point where you ended in this life. If you can finish in this life 100%, that is very nice. If not, suppose you have finished 50%, still it is permanent asset. It will never be lost. Therefore Krishna says, abhayam, inexhaustible. Imam vivasati yogam praktavan aham abhayam. So here we find that the absolute truth is realized as Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the ultimate, the last word in the understanding of the Absolute Truth. Unless you come to the point of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Bhagavan means original Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishna su Bhagavan Swayam. All other Bhagavans, their expansion, plenary or part of the plenary expansion of Bhagavan Krishna. Krishna su Bhagavan Swayam. So, in the spiritual world also, one has to go farther and farther until he reaches to the point of Krishna. That is ultimate progress. It is said, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mang Prapadat Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlav. After many, many births, understanding the Brahma, Brahma understanding is certainly transcendental. But because Brahma is only partial realization of the Absolute Truth, only the eternity, the Absolute Truth is eternal, blissful, knowledgeable, cognizant. So, Brahma realization means realization of the eternity portion. Paramatma realization is knowledgeable. Paramatma knows everything. Paramatma is present in everyone's heart and he knows everyone's activities. But actual realization, complete realization means ananda. Sat-chit ananda. That ananda realization is in Krishna realization. Anandamaya bhyasa. Krishna is by nature jolly, always full of bliss. You have seen the picture of Krishna. He is always Tribhanga Murari with two hands, with playing on flute, surrounded by the gopis, enjoying. That is blissfulness. So, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabdate, step by step. But if you approach Krishna and try to understand him through devotional service, then automatically you understand Brahma and Paramatma. There is no need of separate endeavor for understanding Brahma and Paramatma. Anyone who knows Krishna tattata, in fact, Krishna says, in the Bhagavad Gita, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddha jatatam api siddhyanam kaschit vittimam tattva. So one has to know Krishna in tattva as he is. So this tattva means accept the process of devotional service. Tattata, Krishna as he is, cannot be understood by the other methods, namely by mental speculation or mystic yogic exercises. Krishna cannot be understood in that way. If we want to understand Krishna, then we have to accept the Krishna method, bhakti method. That is plainly spoken by Krishna. Bhaktyamam abhijana. Krishna does not say that you can know him by mental exercises or yogic practices. No. Yogi can know tadgata manasa pashanti yogina. Dhyanavastita tadgatina manasa pashanti jang yogina. Yogi also, by meditation, they see Krishna. That is real yoga. As it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, the first class yogi is he who always thinks of Krishna within himself. Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumam sami jitta tamo mata. That is first class yogi. So, you are thinking of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, because the more you practice, immediately with your chanting, the name, the form, the quality, the pastime, everything will be revealed. As we go on cleansing our dirty heart by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and as we chant faultless, offenseless Harinam, Krishna reveals. Sevan mukhi jivado sameva spuratat. By service attitude, if you chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then Krishna will reveal himself. You cannot try to see Krishna by your speculation or yogic practice. If you simply, submissively, surrendering yourself, chant His holy name, there is no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna. Abhinnatyarnamanana. People generally ask, what is the meaning of chanting this Hare Krishna mantra? We explain, you know, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra means immediately, directly associating with Krishna. One has to approach Krishna by yogic practice or mental speculation for many, many births. Bahunam janmanam ante. They can come to the conclusion that here is Krishna. Vasudeva sarvamiti. But if you take to this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then immediately you contact Krishna. You save so much time. Why should you wait for many, many births? That is the gift of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is in the Shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not give you anything which is not in the Shastra. He is Acharya. Although he is God himself, he can make Shastra. Whatever he does, whatever he speaks, that is Shastra. But still, because he is playing the part of Acharya, he immediately gives Vedic evidences. That is the way of Acharya. Acharya will never say, I think it is in my opinion. No, such things are not accepted. No personal opinion. It must be supported by Vedic evidences. That is called parampara system. Genuine system of understanding. As Krishna says, evam parampara praptam mimangrajasayovidhi. No change. Therefore, you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. We do not change. We have no power to change. Then where is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? I am a third class man, and if I change the statements in the Bhagavad Gita, then where is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? That is going on. Therefore, it is practically, you have got experience that there are hundreds of Bhagavad Gita editions in the Western countries, but because we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, our sale is better than all others. That is the report of the trades manager of Macmillan Company. He says, while other editions are dwindling, going down, this edition is coming up. They published our this present a large edition of Bhagavad Gita, 50,000 in the month of August. They are going to print again, second edition, August, September, October. So, the reason is that if we present things as they are, it will be accepted without any adulteration. Sometimes you know, people say that I have done miracles. They say everywhere. But I do not know anything, miracles or magic. If there is any miracle, that miracle is that we present things as they are, that's all, without any adulteration. So that should be the principle. Present as it is, it will be accepted. So Bhagavan, Brahmeti, Paramatmati, we do not present Brahma-jnana. Brahma-jnana automatically comes if one is conversant with the knowledge of Krishna. Then he can understand that this Brahma effulgence is the bodily rays of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanya koti. Kotishu asesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam asesha bhutam govindamadi purusam tamangvajan. So we immediately understand that this Brahma Jyoti, impersonal effulgence of Brahma Jyoti, is the rays of Krishna's body, jasya prabha. Krishna also confirms this in Bhagavad Gita, brahmana aham pratishtha. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Krishna says, everything is emanating from Him. The Brahma is also emanation from Him. Paramatma is also expansion of Krishna. So therefore, if you understand Krishna, tattam, jumang bhitti tattam. So tattam is that Krishna, the Absolute Truth, is originally a person, nitya nityanam, chetana sthitananam. He is the supreme eternal, nitya. He is the supreme living being. As we are living being, living entities, Krishna is also a living entity. He is not a dead soul. He is a living entity. And as we have got all the propensities of living entity, he has got all the propensities of living entity. Here we have pervertedly, a young boy likes to love a young girl. A young girl likes to love a young boy. But where from this natural propensities come? Because it is there in Krishna, aham sarvasya prabhava. So there cannot be any question of impersonalism. Because by studying the sample living entity, you can understand the chief living entity. Krishna is the chief living entity, supreme living entity. So we are samples. Whatever propensities we have got, Krishna has also got. But we have got in a limited proportion, Krishna has got unlimited proportion. We take the same example. the loving propensity. Jupatidang jathajuno. This is natural. But we may finish, because it is perverted, we may finish these loving propensities within time and space. But Krishna's loving propensity is not finished within time and space. It is eternal. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. So, if we actually study Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is the Krishna science, and it is further explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining in tattva, in fact, in truth, what is Krishna. So if we learn Krishna, if we understand Krishna, then our life is fulfilled. Taktadeham punarjanmanaiti mameti kaundya. This is our only business. Try to understand what is Krishna, what is Bhagavan. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamedam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply try to understand Krishna through authorities, through Krishna, through acharyas, not mental concoction, manufacturing something. Krishna should be understood through the authorities. Krishna's love affair with Radharani should be understood through the authorities. Not that because we see Krishna is just like a young boy, Radharani is a young girl. If we see it is very nice, of course it is very nice. But if we do not try to understand Krishna through the authorities, we shall be misled. Therefore, in the beginning, one should not try to understand the loving affairs of Krishna with the gopis. Then, because it appears like ordinary dealings. But if we do not go through the authorities, we shall take Krishna as an ordinary boy or man, as it is warned in the Bhagavad Gita, Abhajananti manamurha manusin tanuvas. Because he is acting just like a young boy. If we do not try to understand tattata, vadanti tattata vidas tatyam, in fact, in truth, through the authorities. Because here it is Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattvam, Tattvavid. Jai Krishna Tattvavid, Tattvavid, that's Hai Guru. Guru means Krishna Tattvavid, one who knows about Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explains about Krishna. Krishna explains about himself, the Goswamis, Sara Goswamis, they are explaining about Krishna, and in their parampara system, the acharyas, they are also explaining Krishna. See, if we do not go through these tattvavids, then we will misunderstand Krishna. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur said, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti. Kavehamo bujhavo se jugalabhi. All of a sudden, if you become a knower of the jugalapriti, love of Radha Krishna, then there is chance of becoming fallen. There is chance. So we should bhadanti tattva vidas tattyam. We must approach the tattvavid, one who knows the truth. Through them, through him, we should try to understand Krishna. Not simply by... Therefore, they are committing so many mistakes. Even scholars like Dr. Radha Krishna and others, they are committing so many mistakes. Because they do not go through tattvavid. There are so many political leaders who are commenting on Krishna's book without knowing Krishna, without any knowledge of Krishna. Just see their impudence. Without knowing Krishna, they want to make trade with Krishna. That is not very good. You cannot make trade commodity. Krishna as trade commodity. You cannot handle Krishna by your whims. Let you be handled by the Krishna's whims. Then you'll be successful. Then my Guru Maharaj used to say that don't try to see Krishna. Do something so that Krishna may see you. That is what. If you can draw little attention of Krishna, jat katakha bhoivavadam, katakha bhoivavadam, Prabhupada Saraswati says, if you somehow or other you can draw little attention of Krishna, your life is successful. Immediately. And how you can draw? Bhaktya māma vijānāti. Simply by serving Krishna. Take to service of Krishna as it is ordered by the spiritual master. Because spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. We cannot approach Krishna directly. Jasya prasādāt bhagavat prasāda. If you have a bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna, it is also not very difficult. Everyone can become representative of Krishna. How? If you simply carry the message of Krishna without any adulteration, that's all. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amaragya Guru Hariya. You become a spiritual master under my order. So, if you carry out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, then you become Guru. Amaragya Guru Hariya. Unfortunately, we do not wish to carry out order of the acharyas. We manufacture our own ways. We have got practical experience how a great institution was lost by whimsical ways. Without carrying order, out the order of the spiritual master, they manufactured something and the whole thing was lost. Therefore, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur stresses very much on the words of the spiritual master. Bhavasatmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana. If you stick to the order of spiritual master, then without caring for your own convenience or inconvenience, then you become perfect. Jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi tatha guru, tasyaite katita jarta prakashanti mahat. This is the confirmation of all authorities. We have to carry out very faithfully the order of the bona fide representative of Krishna, then our life is successful. Then we can understand Krishna in truth. Vadanti tattva-vidas tattva. We have to hear from the tattva-vid, not from the so-called scholars and politicians. No. One who knows the truth, you have to hear from him. And if you stick to that principle, then you understand everything very clearly. Thank you very much.
Charles Lewis.